Culture 3. The Story of the Sonnet. Exercises 5 and 6.
Hello and welcome to the show. My guest on today's programme is literature expert Fiona Sharp, who's going to tell us about some of her favourite sonnets. Fiona.
Hello there. I'm going to start with what is probably the most famous sonnet in English. It's Sonnet 43, a traditional love poem written by the 19th century poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and it starts like this. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. And I'll stop there because I think you've got the idea.
It's a very romantic poem, isn't it, Fiona?
Yes, it is. The poet is declaring her love for the man she later married, and she uses the words, I love thee, 8 times. On the one hand, it's an extremely passionate poem, but in the modern world, it seems a little over the top.
Yes, I see what you mean. Is your next sonnet also a love poem?
Yes, but it's quite different from the first one. This is Shakespeare's sonnet 130, and I think you'll be surprised when you hear it. Listen to the first few lines. My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. There. What do you think?
It doesn't sound as if he's being very complimentary to the woman.
That's right. It's a kind of love story in reverse, or at least it is for the first 12 lines. In the last 2 lines, the poet changes his tune. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare.
How can he say that after implying that she is so ordinary?
Oh, no. He knows she's special. What he's doing here is criticising the poetic conventions of the day, which obliged poets to compare the women they loved with nature. Shakespeare says his love is just as unique as other poets' love, but he has no need for such ridiculous comparisons.
Right. Now I understand. Have you got any more love poems for us?
No, I thought we'd have a look at a different subject matter next. This is an early 20th century sonnet by W.H. Auden, and it has no rhyme scheme. See if you can work out what it's about. Control of the passes was, he saw, the key to this new district, but who would get it? He, the trained spy, had walked into the trap for a bogus guide seduced by the old tricks.
It sounds like something out of a thriller to me.
Not bad. The poem is called The Secret Agent, and it's about a spy who has made the big mistake of falling in love with his guide, who later betrays him.
That's a big departure from the declarations of love we normally associate with the sonnet.
Yes, it is. Here's another example for you. It's a sonnet by a contemporary poet called Wendy Cope, and it's called Stress. I think you'll know why when you hear the first few lines. He would refuse to put the refuse out. The contents of the bin would start to smell. How could she be content? That idle lout would drive the tamest woman to rebel.
So the poem's about the stress in a relationship?
That's right. But notice the way the poet also plays with the stress of the word she's chosen. In the first line, she uses the verb refuse and the noun refuse. Then, in the second and third lines, we've got contents and content.
Yes, I noticed that. It's very clever. Fiona, we've got time for one more.
OK. My last poem is an example of one of Seymour Maine's word sonnets. I want you to listen and tell me what you think it's called. After the third fall, even the traffic trails away in the thick sinking snow.
Is it winter or something?
Nearly. The poem is called January.
Huh.
Isn't it amazing how the poet can paint such a clear picture in only 14 words?
Yes, it is. Fiona, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.